Track 6, more news. Flood damage forces the closure of the town park. Flood damage from recent storms has forced the closure of Bobby Tracy's Mill Marsh Play Park. The town council confirmed the play area has had to be closed due to damage from the recent torrential rainfall, and safety inspections are due to take place next week. Council contractors have installed locked fencing around the play park, and residents have been warned not to enter the affected area even as the floodwater begins to subside, but warning signs are being ignored. The town council said, "Contractors will conduct a safety inspection next week and advise on the necessary repairs. Please do not use any of the equipment as it cannot safely be guaranteed. There are also trip hazards and existing damage could be made worse. We'll get it fixed as soon as possible, and please spread the word as we know people travel just to use the park." The council added that the rubberized flooring in the play park had been broken and damaged, and the fencing had also been broken. However, people have been ignoring the warnings and entering the closed areas of the park. The council said security tape had been ripped down and that people accessing the area despite the warnings. A spokesman explained, "The security tape has now been ripped down and people are entering the park via this entrance. We could only advise you, please stop walking on the spring bulbs that are now coming up and do not use this entrance into Mill Marsh Park where flooding has damaged fences around the play park. Unattended children have also been seen playing in the water." Local residents have also shared their concerns about repeated flooding damage at the site. One said, "Back in the day, it didn't get damaged because there was no equipment there, but the water could harm. But these days, mats and other equipment are getting ripped apart."
Council meet with MP to discuss future of hospital. Councillors in Moreton Hampstead recently met MP Mel Stride, urging a pause on the sale of the local hospital to allow for an independent structural survey to be carried out. A petition organised by Moreton Hampstead Health Centre to save the hospital has now reached nearly 1,600 signatures. The hospital was closed last summer by the NHS due to safety and infrastructure issues, which included a leaking roof. The group explained to St Mel that it is vital for rural communities to have access to good local health services, and outlined how Moreton Hampstead Community Hospital could continue to play a key role in providing those services. If sold, the hospital would be permanently lost as a health and wellbeing resource for the community, and the proceeds from any sale would be used elsewhere within the NHS. Sir Mel Stride MP said, "I appreciated the opportunity to meet with the Parish Council and hear their concerns directly. I have already raised questions with the NHS about the hospital's future and will continue to engage on this issue to ensure local voices are heard." The group asked Sir Mel to help with the following: to pause the sale of the hospital in order to allow a full independent structural survey to be completed, to set up a meeting with senior officials at NHS Devon to discuss how the hospital could be used as a community health and wellbeing hub, and if the hospital is sold, to explore whether the proceeds could be used to improve health services for this community.
Devonair Ambulance looks back at 2025. Devonair Ambulance undertook more than 2,000 missions last year, providing critical care in emergencies day and night. Last year was another busy year for the charity. It attended over 2,000 land and air missions across Devon and neighbouring counties. Of the missions, 395 were night missions, which are only possible thanks to the charity's network of more than 200 community landing sites across Devon. Devonair Ambulance's volunteer responders were also tasked to 70 missions. The Volunteer Responder Scheme is an initiative by the charity where helicopter emergency medical services dispatchers call on our off-duty clinicians to respond to a medical emergency they are local to. The most common cause of medical emergency over the 12 months was once again incidences of cardiac arrest. Devonair Ambulance Chief Executive Greg Allen said, Being able to get our medical teams to someone experiencing a cardiac arrest can help give that patient a better chance of survival. In many cases, though, we see that survival rates in patients are maximised when CPR or a defibrillator is already being used on a patient before our crews can even get there. I'd urge everyone in our community to book a CPR and defibrillator awareness session with Devonair Ambulance so that more members of the public can learn life-saving skills and help our crews save even more lives. None of these life-saving missions would be possible without the continued generosity of our supporters. We thank our local community for enabling crews to continue providing specialists time-critical pre-hospital care to patients when they need it most.
Teignbridge councillors defend woodland TPO. Trees forming a natural green buffer between residents of Kingstainton and a massive mineral quarry have been given official protection, but campaigners fighting to save them have been warned that they are still at risk. Devon County Council gave multinational mining giant Sibelco permission to extract bore clay at Kingstainton back in 1999, and that permission still exists. The Tree Preservation Order, also known as a TPO, now placed on the woodland by Teignbridge Council's Planning Commission, means that any tree removal must be justified, proportionate, and in line with wider planning and environmental objectives. It aims to prevent woodland or premature woodland clearance that would result in a significant and irreversible loss of public amenity. The woodland in question is currently the size of 60 football pitches. However, Councillor Phil Bullivant reminded planning committee members, national legislation means that this will eventually go back to being a quarry, and that consent has already been given. We are proposing appropriate steps to provide as much protection as possible, but people think this is the first step towards stopping the redevelopment of the quarry, and I don't believe we have the power to do that. The local Save Our Trees group says the woodland is priceless and must be preserved. The planning committee heard that the TPO will not prevent lawful mineral extraction or emergency safety works. Councillor David Palenthorpe said, "We are extremely fortunate to have such a self-seeded woodland. To see nature take its course over the century is something we should need to preserve. It is important that we do this for the people of Kingstainton, Newton Abbott and the wider district." And Councillor Janet Bradford added, "We really must protect this for the community." The members voted unanimously that a temporary TPO, which was brought in last August and had been due to expire next month, should be continued.
Homes plan rejected for ex-Victorian villa. Plans for homes at a Tynmouth site, once home to a Victorian-era villa, have been rejected. Submitted by PDM Architecture, the application sought permission from Teignbridge District Council for four dwellings at Trinity Lodge, just off Buckeridge Road. The scheme proposed two detached dwellings and two semi-detached houses at the site, but TDC refused to grant planning permission, saying the proposed design of the houses were out of keeping with the character and appearance of the area. The proposed development would have a detrimental impact on the amenity of neighbouring residents through loss of privacy and additional noise and disturbance, the council said. The council also said that insufficient information has been provided to demonstrate that an adequate surface water drainage scheme was achievable.